countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Now with our highest ever readership of 321,000 weekly readers.
But first, we're all feeling the effects of inflation and it has surged to a 22-year high. Most farms and food producers, though, they notice costs rising as far back as last summer. And in November, research from the representative group Love Irish Food found that small and medium-sized food companies have been hit with input cost rises of almost 30%. But since the tanks rolled into Ukraine, the situation has rapidly worsened. And for small food businesses, the rising costs are proving difficult to weather. And the newspapers are full of it again today. Suzanne Campbell has been chatting to some of those food producers around the country about how they're bearing up. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Damien.
So what are you hearing?
What I'm hearing is, I suppose if we go back a little bit, I mean, that Love Irish Food survey, that was in November. I suppose I started hearing about it going around to food producers really last summer and last autumn. And if we go back, I mean, it seems like so long ago, but Brexit and the pandemic caused huge trade disruption all around the world. So people began to tell me who were packaging and making food on farms like cheeses or jams or whatever, that their timber had gone up. Their paper had gone up, their plastic. And what they were doing was they were kind of going, OK, this is to do with the pandemic and Brexit and shipping and the ship stuck in the Suez Canal. And there were reasons upon reasons about why prices going up, and they just bore it. So what they did was they didn't pass it on to the consumer. They kind of absorbed the cost themselves and went, this will all sort itself out when the pandemic ends. The pandemic did ostensibly end for most of us in terms of that big trade disruption. The hangovers of that are still there, but this new element, this fuel crisis with Russia, the grain crisis, which is coming really more on stream next year, has hit really inputs really, really hard. And farms are really suffering, as all of us are. And we know when we put petrol in our car, we buy home heating oil, it's gone massively up. But for food producers, there's other elements as well really hitting them. I first spoke with Aisling Flanagan of Velvet Cloud, which is a sheep farm just outside Claremorris in Mayo. And they make Velvet Cloud yogurt, cheese and milk on the farm. It's really, really beautiful yogurt. I mean, if you're dairy sensitive or anything, it's perfect for you. But what she put up a video last week, and this is what drew me to her, saying, oh, I saw food business close on Twitter, and everybody was going, oh, could you not keep going? And, you know, could you not try a little harder? And she just said, I don't think people understand what we're going through.
The cost of making food
has rocketed, and people are really going, we're going to see a lot more closures. So she takes it up here talking about her post.
I saw a husband and wife food business post, it was a very sad post, that they had to close due to rising costs. And I was struck by the responses to that post. You know, a lot of people obviously, you know, being very sympathetic, but there was quite a lot of surprise in the comments on the post. You know, oh, that's shocking. Can you not keep going a bit longer? So I felt, you know what, maybe we need to just explain things a bit simpler, how challenging it is for food producers and for farmers who are producing food on their farm. So I put up a post and I just explained in that post, whether you're selling jars of jam or jars of sheep's milk yogurt, how many pots you'd need even to survive on a basic salary. So if you get an electricity increase, for lots of us is anything from 5 to 15 grand this year, how devastating and challenging that can be for small businesses. Now, we're really lucky in Velvet Cloud. We're tapping into a trend that's, you know, accelerating the interest in microbiome, the interest in gut health, the interest in allergies, etc. But if you're in a more mature market or you're a smaller business that isn't seeing those increases, it's just a really challenging time. And I think we're going to see a lot more sad stories in the months to come.
What other costs are you seeing that are rising that people probably wouldn't see or understand when they buy a product?
Yeah, we're getting increases in the cost of our couriers. So again, we got a knock during COVID. We lost our restaurant business, so we had to go online, which was great for us to be able to sell online. But now our courier is charging us more to deliver. And we're finding that difficult, you know, to put onto the consumer. We're finding all of our other transport costs are increasing. So our distribution costs into the supermarkets are increasing. Our ingredient is just fresh sheep's milk and live cultures, but the milk itself is costing us an awful lot more to produce because our on-farm costs have gone up. Fertilizer is huge. We use primarily clover pastures, but we still have to, you know, get the grass growing early. And then there's so much pressure on grocery shopping and electricity bills. Our staff will need increases in salary costs. costs. So really, it's coming at us from all angles.
What are your options? I mean, is it to put an increase on the price of your end product? What do you do?
From a consumer point of view, we're already an expensive product, premium product, because the costs are high. So very difficult to do that. What our plan is and what we've been trying to do is just increase the brand awareness and keep those sales going up. We've a reasonable investment at Bloom this year, at the bank holiday weekend.
Right.
We're just trying to get the word out there. So at least if we get more sales, the significance and the damage from all of those cost increase hopefully won't be as great. But it's hard, Suzanne. It's very difficult.
Now, the government has in recent weeks announced a new round of measures, you know, for all of us, which includes a cut in the rate for VAT and electricity to lessen inflation. And there may be more help on offer, but, you know, is it going to be enough is the question. But some farmers and food producers, I mean, many of them, when you talk to them, feel that we're likely to see quite a few businesses just go to the wall. Derek Allen farms a Castlemaine farm outside Roscommon, and he is a really well-known butcher shop and online shop selling products. He raises his own beef, sheep and pigs, turkeys on the farm. And they also went into ready meals. So they have a food unit as well. And it really is really excellent quality stuff. I mean, he's well-known. And for Derek, like, he feels it's a perfect storm, to be honest, because from farm costs to every stage along the process of production for him is rising alarmingly.
The fertilizer was the biggest rise, tripled, I think, in price. And then your feed costs are gone really high as well. Now, we grow our own barley and that, so I was kind of a bit insulated from that, which was great. But the diesel, you know, every time you get into the tractor now, you're conscious of how much diesel you're burning and what it's costing. And everything, like from plastic for the bales, come in the summertime, contractor charges, everything is just going to go up and go up significantly. It's not just small rises. Every second week, we get a letter in saying this product has arisen, you know, packaging. You know, we might have a lot of ingredients we use for the cooking, all that sort of stuff has gone up. Our couriers for their internet sales, they're all gone up. Surcharges for diesel. And there just seems to be a constant flow of price rises.
How are you dealing with that, and what's the plan, or do you have one?
We've done a review of the prices and we've rose some prices where we can in small amounts. But I think the problem with the food industry and the meat especially is that the supermarkets are kind of dictating a base price, and that is at below cost in a lot of cases. Mm. So you can only be a certain amount above it, you know. But when things like this happen, when the costs go so high, there's people going to go out of business, without a doubt.
Obviously, what you're doing, you're rearing your own animals, you're butchering it yourselves, you're hanging it for a good period of time. It's really tasty, high quality food. But yet, I suppose what you're afraid of is that if you raise the price, people will go back to supermarket beef. Does that gall you quite a bit? I imagine it must.
The way we do things, we're very labour intensive because everything is done, say, the old way of doing it. You know, we handmade all our own sausage, dry cure all our own bacon and ham. Everything is labour intensive, and including the hanging the meat. So you're hanging beef there for maybe 3 weeks, and that's creating flavour and tenderness and all that, but it's also losing a bit of weight. There is a cost to all that. So we have to get a better price than what you pay for your supermarket beef. Plus, we're not doing huge volumes. Like, a lot of this industry works on high volume and, you know, small margins. We try to put out the highest quality we can. You'd be hoping people will stick by you, you know, and try and pork with you on the cost, you know, if the price increases and things like that.
That's Derek Allen there in Castlemaine Farm in Roscommon. And Suzanne, before you go, a few weeks ago, my namesake, Damien O'Reilly, the lecturer in retail, was here. And he was saying, we can all do our own little bit to help. If we spent an extra euro or an extra fiver a week in our shop on Irish produce, it goes a long way.
Completely. Like, if you look at yogurts, I mean, 70% of the yogurts on Irish supermarket shelves is not produced in Ireland. If you buy the Irish one, or if you buy a local label, like, for every €5 you spend in the local community, it generates for every €5 you spend on a local product, it generates €100 for the local community. So that's jobs for the future, jobs, you know, and ancillary services and all the rest. So it's definitely worth doing in these tricky times.
Yeah, just spend that extra minute maybe and pick up the yogurt, as you said, that's Irish or locally
exactly.
produced. It helps. Listen, thanks a million for that, Suzanne Campbell. Chat to you soon again.